You always check up on me and you always remember to check up on me.
Yeah.
You do those things. You bring me flowers sometimes. You bring me plants, which I love. You always are thinking about me.
Welcome to the Unbaked Podcast. We're your hosts, Caitlin.
And I'm Sarah.
In this podcast, two best friends get together to share our own recipes of life, having relationships, and everything in between.
Join us while we share with you our take of the definition of unbaked.
Hello, everyone.
Hey guys.
Welcome to episode 3 Woo! Of the Unbaked Podcast. We're so happy you're here. Thanks for tuning in. Today, we are talking about the recipe of friendship.
Yeah, this one's a big one.
It's a big one Very for important. Us, and we'll share kind of our friendship. And we got a lot of responses from people from Instagram, so we'll go through those as well. Thanks again for interacting with our Instagram. It's really great, and we appreciate you.
Yes, thank you very much,
So let's
guys.
Get straight to it.
Yeah.
So you want to take
Let's just jump right in.
Take her off.
100%. So let's talk first off about communication.
Communication's huge.
Yeah. So this one's a great one. Being able to openly and honestly communicate with your friend is crucial for a healthy friendship. This includes being able to express your feelings and share your thoughts and actively listen to your friend.
Yeah, because communication isn't just what you say out loud. It's what you absorb from your friends, too, and whether or not you can, you know, reciprocate that respect back to your friend, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a huge one. I think that when I think about our relationship, it's really good for communication because we're just, like, so good at it.
Yeah.
I mean, I maybe text you too many times a day, but that's okay.
No, I love it, though. I love it.
Yeah, that's like, hey, what are you wearing? I'm going to come over. Is it okay that I come over? Blah, blah, blah. And Sarah's just like, hey, sorry, I just saw this, like, and
seven I was like hours 7 hours ago. Yeah. Work or yeah.
Hey, sorry, I just saw this, like, yeah, seven business days later. Like, but it's, yeah. You just got to roll with the punches. But
you know, I actually had an example today that specifically to do with communication.
Oh, perfect.
And I was actually telling my coworker, I was like, I often repeat, more like echo what someone says. And I noticed that after listening to our podcasts. So if she said, oh, that's a great example, I would almost echo, yeah, it is a great example. And I thought it was a bad thing. But then she said to me, she's like, no, actually, that's a really cool thing because it actually is like, oh, you're listening to me.
100%. Yeah. That's great.
You're reciprocating, going like, okay, I got you. Like, I understand what you're saying. I'm listening to what you're saying.
And nothing's worse than when you're like telling someone, because I recently went through this, you're like telling someone a story or even something just super small. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's crazy. But like, they're looking at their phones and I'm like, I know you're not listening because I've done that. And it's just rude.
Or if someone's like, that's cool, you're like, I wasn't telling you something
cool. Yeah, I was like, my goldfish just died.
Sad. Yeah.
Literally.
I totally get that.
But yeah, communication's huge. Just being able to respectfully talk to your friends and then also, like, know that you can open up with them and have a friendship that you can open up with. And trust is in communication, too, but we'll get to that.
100%. But I do have a question for you.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. It is, what do you value most in our friendship?
That was a funny noise. That was my thinking noise.
Yeah.
What do I value most? Oh my gosh, dude, everything. Like, you're just like the most selfless person ever. And I just love that.
Aww.
You're kind, you're bubbly, you're fun, you're like super laid back, down to earth. Here, let me pull up a list of like great friendship qualities because I'll just list it off from there because I know you have them all.
Well, thank you.
What do I value most? Honestly, if I had to get it down to like one word, it would probably be like non-judgmental. Like that's what I like about us is that no matter we're like not judgmental to each other. Like if you wanted to put a carrot somewhere, I would be like, sure, dude, like fly at her.
Do what you
want.
It
won't fit in your nose, but like, you know, I don't know. Like, it's, we just accept each other.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I really value.
No, yeah. I love that.
I want to know what you value.
Ooh, that's great.
Uno reverso.
Uno reverso. I value your loyalty.
Ooh.
Like, in the sense of, like, you always are there for me. There's never a moment where it's, you know,
that's so cute.
I try to, you know, say I'm having a bad day and you always check up on me and you always remember to check up on me.
Yeah.
You do those things. You bring me flowers sometimes. You bring me plants, which I love. You always are thinking about me. You're always thinking about me. No, like, you always have that extra, you go the extra mile.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that about you.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so cute. I love that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're good that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've said before, you want to do nice things when your friend reciprocates it back.
Yeah.
Like when you do my lashes or you do my hair, I'm like, okay, what can I do for Sarah? But it's not because I feel like I owe you. It's because I want to do it.
See, I
and
love
then
that.
When I do it, seeing your reaction or like surprising you or bringing you flowers at work, it just makes my whole day. I'm just like, I just want to bring you flowers.
Aw. Yeah.
Listen up, men.
I know. Your right? best friend can be your boyfriend.
Yeah, there you go. I'm just joking. That's a good one, though. I like that question.
I do, too. I do, too. So here's a big one, too. Trust. Trust is the foundation of any healthy friendship. Trusting your friend means that you feel comfortable confiding in them and that you believe that they have your best interest at heart.
Yeah, that's it's a good one to have, obviously, mm-hmm. but trust in friendships is genuinely, like, rare.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many girls, and guys, too, are, like, catty as shit.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, like, talking about their one friend with their other friend. And I hate to say it, but, like, if you have a friend that's constantly talking bad about their other friends, they're most likely doing it about you, too. Which
exactly.
is really sad, because people love to just gossip.
They do.
Yeah. And there's sometimes a difference between gossiping and, like, talking about someone who is not a good person. But mm-hmm. knowing the difference when
knowing
your friends
difference.
Are constantly saying bad things about other people, you have to step back and be like,
Yeah.
I wonder if they're doing this about me.
Yeah.
And that's...
trusting someone with your secrets.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Right? You're
I got a lot of those.
You know. But no, exactly going off of what you said, it's, okay, well, I told you this, and I was... valuing your friendship and I want to be able to trust you, can I?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Like,
if, you'd hope so.
Yeah, seriously. Like, I keep a lot of stuff to myself. There's some things, like, from my past that I don't like to talk about. And I was here at Sarah's place not too long ago and I was like, hey, like, I'm just gonna tell you everything now. And she's like, oh, okay. I'm like, just hold on to the seat because it's gonna get wild. No, I'm just joking. But it was nice to be like, it's okay, you can tell her.
Yeah.
And know that you're not gonna tell anyone, you're not gonna judge me. Obviously, like, everyone makes mistakes, and it was definitely in the past, so you can't just, like, obviously you might just be like, dang, that was something that wasn't great that you did, but you still have my best interest now.
Exactly.
Not like you're gonna judge me now for what I did in the past.
Oh,
like,
God,
oh, like,
no.
That was just so bad of you, because I've learned from it, but it's so nice that I can tell you things, like,
and
anything.
Just be open about it.
I've had that forever, like, having trust issues with friends. And I remember I had one friend in elementary school, and no matter what I said to her, not once did it ever get to anyone else. And you notice that kind of stuff.
You do.
I'm like, wow, like, I can tell you anything. Mm-hmm. Like, I could commit a crime.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't say anything.
We'd be backing you up. You
know? Yeah. Like, I haven't, but if I did, like, she wouldn't have told anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not friends with her anymore, but it's just something that I always remember about that specific friendship. Nothing bad happened, but the trust is huge.
Yeah. Someone confided in me. Why? They're valuing me. They're saying, oh, I trust you. But then for me to turn around and go, oh, I'm going to tell someone. Why?
What's the point?
Why? That's not a privilege. Like, I don't have that privilege to do that.
Yeah.
Not even privilege. That's probably not a good word. I can't think of the word I'm trying to think of, but...
The right.
Something along those lines.
And that kind of brings it back to, like, when I said, like, reciprocation with your friendships. I feel like the whole trust thing, when you know that you can trust someone, they can trust you too.
Yeah.
Because you just reciprocate it. You're like, I know that they're a super trustworthy person, so if they tell me something serious, like, I'm not telling anyone.
Yeah.
Which is good. I mean, everyone should be like that, but I feel like reciprocation is huge for friendships, and it should be, like, number one.
Totally.
Reciprocating just kindness and compassion, empathy, trust.
All of
everything
those.
In between. But I was going to tell another little story because I have a lot of little stories. This has been resolved, but I feel like it's a good thing to bring up about trust. I had been out, like, for a weekend with my friends. And one of my friends in the group of us, like, all sitting in this living room, She's talking, whatever, and she's talking about this friend that she had, like, previously reunited with. And she said that this girl she was with was talking these nasty things about me, like, the nastiest things you can think of. And everyone just goes into shock because she's saying this out loud to me,
right,
being like, this is what this girl said about you. Like, oh, like, she said that you're just, like, the ugliest person. Like, you know, like, just nasty things. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, well, now I feel like crap. And my boyfriend, my other best friend was there. Like, other people were there.
Why would you say it in front of people?
Well, they were just shocked. And my best friend, who's even her friend, too, was like, girl, you did not just say that. And not really, like, this kind of made me reflect on, like, other parts, because we did resolve that specific situation because I confronted her a little bit. I was like, so what did you do after that? She was saying those mean things about me. And yeah, she kind of got like, oh, well, I like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, I don't appreciate that.
Yeah.
I don't like that you didn't.
You want someone to be able to stand up for you when you're not there.
Well, she said that she did, and right, we resolved it. You know, if you hear someone talking bad about your friend, and then they tell you, it's like, well, why were they so comfortable telling you those things about me?
Very true.
Is it because you're also talking bad about me? You never know. And that's a huge trust thing, because it's hard.
Yes, because if you have never said anything, say, for example, so say say I'm talking to someone else, and I don't say anything bad about you. They're not going to just all of a sudden turn around and say something bad about you.
Because I'd be like,
but
bitch, no.
But if you said something bad about me to that person, then they're going to feel more open to talking to you badly about you.
Yep.
That makes perfect sense.
Yep. Yep.
So if you don't say anything at all, chances are they're not going to say anything. Why would they? If they, because in their head, they're going, oh, I thought they were friends, and now you're trashing this person. And
yeah.
So it is a cycle.
Yeah. Yeah. With my situation, though, like, my story, I think it's because this girl had, like, serious issues with me.
Right.
It's a long story, but in other friendships, like, mm-hmm, yeah, it's serious. Like, step back and be like, okay, like, why are you saying these things to me?
Why?
Or why are you saying these things to my friend? That's a huge trust one for me.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't. Why are you with someone as a friend when you just want to constantly talk bad about them?
I know.
Like, obviously, there's times where people go through trials and tribulations of friendships and then you work it out, but mm-hmm, I don't know. It's just
or not though. Or sometimes
not.
You don't.
Sometimes it's
you
just
can't
not worth
win them
it.
All. You
yeah.
can't.
You should have friends that you can fight fair with.
Oh, totally. That's well said.
Yeah, yeah. And just know how to communicate something that bothers you. Nothing makes me more mad than when someone has a problem and they don't speak up about it until, like, months later. They're like, yeah, when you said this, it really bothered me. I'm like, you couldn't have literally just said, hey, what you just said, what did you mean by that? Or
exactly.
Can you explain to me what you meant by that? Or what you just said hurt my feelings. Can you explain it to me? Why is that so difficult? Mm-hmm. Like, why are you just waiting
mm-hmm.
until months later, until it builds up and then you cause resentment?
That's communication.
It is, yeah.
It goes one. Back to that,
I feel
right?
like all of this is
everything.
Really communication.
Yeah, everything.
Which is great.
Yeah, that but, is the number one, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
So I have another question for you.
Yay.
How can I help create a better environment for you?
Win the lottery.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
We can live in a really nice house.
No, I have a plan.
Record our podcast?
Okay, so there's this huge piece of land right across from Allen Brooks Nature Center.
Oh my
in
gosh,
Vernon,
that's so funny.
Right across the highway. So we're driving there like a couple days ago. And I'm like, okay, so that's where our house is going to be. And a little bit down the road is Sarah and Darnell's house. And then we're going to have a huge pool in between.
Yep. Fire pit.
And a fire pit. And then Kira's little, like, hobo house will be like way down the road by the creek or something. Like
yeah.
her little wood house with like a stove and like a no stove.
So
I mean, I hope so. But like a wood fire
yeah.
and 10 cats and stuff like that. And
that's perfect.
I was like, that is our dream. And we'll just mm-hmm. make money with our podcast
exactly.
and the boys will work away and we'll swim in our pool.
And we'll have a good time. We'll quad to each other's houses.
Yeah.
Like we'll have, we'll have a
we'll
little
zip
golf
line.
Cart. Oh, zip line. Wow. We'll
zip line to each other's house. And my zip line will land right into your living room.
No, right in the pool. We'll meet up right into the pool.
Yeah. Well, the zip line will go over the pool. And if we want to
okay.
just let go, we'll just drop
we'll just
into
drop
the pool.
There. Be like, meet you at the pool.
Yeah.
There we are.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's perfect.
But that's one thing that you can do.
Okay. Sounds good.
To make
good.
This relationship more comfortable.
Yeah.
Win the lottery. Or like, if I'm talking serious, I don't know. Like, I feel like there's nothing we really need to improve, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I can't think
we
of anything
good
that
with each other.
Yeah, I can't
it's
think
very
of
comfortable.
Anything that I would want to change or do to make me feel better about our relationship.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want to do anything.
Well, there we go. That's
good. But I just winning the lottery, though.
Yeah.
Just get
okay.
on that.
I will. I promise. I'll go buy my lotto tonight.
Yeah, there you go.
The end. Yeah. Right now.
We're manifesting.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So the next one is support.
Support.
Okay, so.
That's what I do, like you said, which is good.
It's true. So friends should be there to support each other through both good and bad times. That's huge.
Oh my gosh,
this includes offering emotional support and being there for your friend when they need help.
Yeah. Like, most people think you only need help when you're sad.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not true. You could just be living your life normally, like working your 9-to-5, come mm-hmm. home. And what's it going to hurt if you text your friend being like, hey, I'm thinking about you.
You're
Hope
very
you're doing
right.
well. You want to go for a coffee. Right. But I guess that's just, like we said, communication. But support is more like, I guess just like checking in.
Checking in on that person. And, you know, they might say that they're okay, but it doesn't. Or they might say, yeah, everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't hurt to still reach out. Not like that's the only, like, it doesn't always have to be bad, like it says, right? It's through both good and bad times.
When I think about supporting a friend, I think, like, if they're doing a small business thing, mm-hmm. or if they're making a podcast, or, you know, that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. and really going ham on supporting them, like, posting them to your stories, and sharing their stuff, and, like, broadcasting everything, like, supporting them that way.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way of supporting people, too.
Definitely.
And I'm an advocate for that.
That's a really good perspective, too.
This is a threat. Share our stuff on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's a good one, though. Support is just great. All in all, we don't really have to explain it. Everyone mm-hmm. knows that you just need a friend that can support you.
If that friend doesn't take,
ooh.
Right?
Ugh.
You don't want them to just take everything and them not give. You have to have a give and take, right?
Like, nothing's worse than when you're having, like, a bad time and your friend doesn't reach out to
you.
Like, come on.
And they
dude.
Know it, too.
And they know. Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Then you're like, wow, okay.
This is great. I just shit my trousers. And they're not even asking me if I'm okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. That's a good one, though. Support is great.
It is. So, another thing is, this one's kind of cool because we have so many similar interests, but we also have a lot, not a lot, but we are opposite in some ways, too.
Yeah, totally.
Having shared interests can help keep a friendship strong. Participating in activities together can be a great way to bond and create new memories.
Yeah.
We're doing a lot of that, though.
I'm trying to think of something that you and I have done where, like, either you didn't want to do it and I did, or you did and I didn't. I can't think of anything other than, like, biking when we're younger. I'm like, I don't like exercise. You're like, get on the bike. And I'm like, now I want to do it all the time. I don't know what's different because we're both very laid back people and we're kind of just like, yeah, go with the flow, whatever. I feel like when I think about high school, you didn't want to go to Proctor, really.
Yeah.
Because it was something new for you and you're like, I don't know what this is. And I was like, let's go.
Yeah. No, that was grad kidnapping.
Right.
Proctor,
right.
I never ended up going to because I didn't know anybody.
I was still new. I didn't even know you.
Yeah. True. So it was, we didn't know each other yet.
I thought Proctor.
Or maybe.
Yeah, Proctor was the night before grade 12, the first day of grade 12.
Oh,
so we would have known each other.
So we would have known each other, but I just didn't go. But it was grad kidnapping, yeah. And you're like, you're going. We're going. We're putting on these crazy leggings and we're going.
I still have those.
Do you?
Dude.
We should reenact that photo.
We'll reenact it for you guys.
That's hilarious.
My auntie got me these crazy, crazy leggings, and I still have them to this day, and I've had. Yeah. Multiple people wear them at my New Year's
that's
parties.
That's so funny.
Another thing that I could think of maybe while we're on like that track is I feel like drinking was a huge thing. You didn't really drink at all when you're younger, and neither did I really until I turned 19. But
me too. It was 19, and then I was like, okay, let's try this.
Yeah, but even then, I was like drinking so heavily at that point, and you're like, yeah, like I'll just have a couple, and now we're like, drinks. It's 10 a.m. Sure.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Ooh, speaking of drinks, here's a little segue.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any drink of the week to share?
I'm going to be kind of disappointing, guys, but I'm drinking water.
Iced water?
Iced water.
In a fancy mason jar?
Yep. Well, we're drinking water. Last time.
I'm having water too.
Yeah, that's when I got a little carried away.
You know
with
why
my...
though? I mean, this isn't. I'm gonna give a little sneak peek because this is kind of cool. I'm drinking water. I'm going on an airplane in like 2 hours.
Yeah.
I'm surprising my family. They don't know.
Yeah.
Well, my sister knows and my nephew knows. He's 5 and he's been able to keep a secret.
Love that.
My brother's, he found out, but he's been good. He almost spilled the beans. But I'm surprising my mom and dad. I'm so excited. I cannot wait.
She's from Powell River.
I'm from Powell River, so it's 11 hours of a drive, but I'm flying in tonight to Vancouver. I'm staying with my friend. We're going to have a little sleepover, and then she's driving me to the airport first thing, and I get to go surprise my family. So, yes, anyways, yeah. That's why I'm having water.
We're not drinking.
I'm so excited.
I know, and so then when now this
they're
airs...
gonna, yes, they're going to listen to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, guys.
Hello. Surprise.
Surprise.
That's so exciting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're just drinking water.
Yeah. But there's nothing wrong with a little H2O.
Well, you gotta stay hydrated. Yeah. Well, we're gonna say that, like, every time, because I always drink water in my drinks, no matter what. Mm-hmm. If I'm drinking liquor, I always put water, because mm-hmm. I hate sugary drinks.
Yeah, me too. Oh, except for cranberry ginger ale, but
yeah.
Other than that. Okay, well, I had a question, but it's kind of the same as the other one.
Oh, okay.
So they kind of go hand in hand. It's just... What could we do to strengthen our friendship?
Well, yeah, that's like the kind of like the same one. Strengthen.
Yeah.
Mm. Win the lottery.
Yeah. Yeah. Then we will be like really good.
Live on the same property.
Yeah.
Have a pool and a zip line. I can just see it, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to map this out. I'm going to draw a little picture.
Oh, that's a great idea. We'll do like a little...
Blueprint.
Yeah, blueprint of it.
Whatever it's called.
Yes, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
It's like what they do for TV shows. It's like the friend's apartment, and then they do like a little blueprint of like the house, and then across the hall is like Chandler and Joey's house.
Oh my gosh, that's so fun.
Yeah, but we'll do it for us.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Do you have an answer for that question?
I just, like, not to gloat, but I just think, like, we're perfect.
For some reason, I thought you were going to be like, you really need to leave me alone sometimes.
Oh, no.
Because I text Sarah a lot, but no,
but
we
you also understand that I am busy. Like, you're not going to get mad at me. I've had friends that don't want to be my friend anymore because I can't communicate.
Oh,
or not
gosh.
Even communicate. I should say I was working and then I didn't get back to them. And then it was like a few... times of that, and then I responded or whatever, and then they were like, you just don't have time for me.
Ooh.
And I'm like, okay,
we're all adults here.
Yeah,
dude.
We're like, come on, I'm an adult. I also have a dog and a boyfriend. Actually, I don't know if
and
I had a
job
dog at that
and
time, but
three jobs and
there's a lot going on. I'm sorry that I can't be there at your every waking hour, but
people need to just have consideration. That's a huge one. Mm-hmm. But we are perfect on that topic. We are perfect, I think, too. Yeah. I don't see any issues with us at all. And
we've never fought.
I hope everyone listens to this and says, I want a relationship like Katie and Sarah's
because
Caitlin and
Sarah's. Don't settle for less.
Yeah, well, find a friend that just respects you, you know, and understands you. And like Sarah was saying, I know that she's busy. And she knows that I have, certain situations, or I'm busy, or I'm in school, and she totally gets that.
Mm-hmm.
And she never gets offended if I don't answer her back, but I usually do, because I like talking to you.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, my friend Kira and I, we talk, it's weird if we don't talk every single day, but that's what we do to keep our friendship going when we're not hanging out.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like you and I thrive when we're in person together, more or less. We don't really text, you know?
No, only to be like, where are we going? What's the plan?
Yeah, we're
what
not
are
like,
you drinking?
Hey, what did you do today? Oh my gosh, I have this drama, blah, blah. I'll just wait to tell you in person.
Yeah, I don't like texting.
Neither do I.
Just text. But remember the other day, you're like, oh, explain to me what this is. And I was like, I just don't want to type right now. I will tell you when I see you in person. Because it's true. I just don't want... Like, I can't... My eyes... Like, I had gone on the computer for, like, 24 hours straight. And I was just, like, done. But I didn't want to look at my phone.
Yeah. And then she said that. Sarah even said to me, which is setting a boundary.
Yes.
Which is so great. Just like our last episode.
Yeah.
Sarah texted me. She's like, hey, I've been on the computer all day looking at screens. Do you mind if I just text you later? And I was like, dude, don't even worry about it. Like, just... I get that you're busy.
Yeah. My mind couldn't compute writing a paragraph. So I was just like, I'm going to be honest and just tell her I can't look at my phone for a while. I need a break from it.
You need blue light glasses.
I know. I need to get those.
I got some and it was great.
I really do.
It helps my head for sure.
See, but I can't sleep because of it. Like, I'm on the computer and it, like, I don't know.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I work on a computer all day too and then I go to school. But the blue light glasses have helped.
Yeah, I'm going to get those.
But with that texting thing and how Sarah kind of set that boundary, it was nice because she does it in such a nice way where some people are like, I'm just going to ignore you. And then when you try to, then you feel guilty or like insecure trying to text them back like the next day being like, hey, like, did you get my text? Instead of being like, hey, like, hope you had a good sleep or something like that. Mm-hmm. Just have consideration. Mm-hmm. Consideration and common courtesy are like my three. Consideration, common courtesy. The three C's.
Mm-hmm.
Are my favorite.
Yeah.
My favorite words.
Yeah. This next point goes right off of what we were just talking about.
Oh, perfect.
Which is kind of perfect. It's flexibility and understanding.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Understanding, for sure.
So, a healthy friendship involves being able to adapt changes in your friend's life and being able to understand their circumstances. This includes being able to forgive mistakes and being open to compromise.
Mm.
Yeah.
But, like, compromise can go... I don't know. I'm iffy with compromise because sometimes you don't want to drink and I do and I get kind of upset about that. No, compromise is huge for sure.
Yeah.
I was just joking.
Yeah.
But like sometimes, you know, it's kind of rude if people don't want to
drink and me do.
You're like, come on.
Don't.
Like,
yeah.
No, I'm joking. I don't pressure anyone, but I don't know.
I don't know. What is compromise? Like, okay, let's think of an example of compromise.
With friendships?
Yeah.
Compromise.
I mean, you gave one, I guess, with the drinking.
I'm drawing a blank. I think we just know the word compromise.
Yeah, and we just...
I don't know. I feel like that's... compromise, when I think of compromise, I think of giving up something for that person.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really have to do that with you.
That's also what kind of goes back to when we were talking about, like, shared interests.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we don't... Like, we have a few... Like, I don't know.
I like things that you don't like. But it's not even, like, that big of a deal. Like, I like some music that you don't like, but 90% of the music I play, you're like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing.
That's pretty much it.
We find music, but that's not even a compromise, because we just find music we like together when we play it together.
Yeah, when we're together.
Yeah.
And that's just
and
what you do.
And then you play your other music on
Maybe
your own.
Maybe that's a compromise.
I guess so. In a form.
I guess it's a good one, when you think about it, because a lot of friends don't have the same music taste, and they're like, I don't want to listen to your music, but you have to compromise and find something
there
in the middle.
There we go. We found one.
Figured it out.
See, I guess it's a good thing, though, if we have to sit here and go, what is compromise for us? Because
that's how perfect our relationship
we're
is.
We're just perfect.
We're perfect.
Like, I'm super lucky to have, I have, like, 3-4 close friends, you know? But I'm really grateful that... You know, not all of them live here either, so it's hard, but I'm so grateful for you and just being able to be here and hang out every day, and especially if, you know, the guys are out of town or whatever they're doing working, and we have each other, that's super important.
I'll just, like, show up at your house, probably.
You'd well, like... today she showed up, and sorry to interrupt.
No.
Today she showed up, and she's like, because she left a cauliflower pizza crust in the freezer.
Because I'm a celiac.
Yeah. And, gluten-free.
Yeah.
And... She was like, okay, I'm just gonna, like, I'm gonna make that pizza at your house. And I was like, yeah, I'm sure I have pizza sauce in the cupboard. And she, like, I was like, I went into the other room and I was packing a little bit or whatever. And she's, like, using a can opener. And she's just, like, totally comfortable.
Well, the first
making
thing,
herself at home.
Well, the first thing. Oh, yeah. That's before that. I come here. I open her cupboard to get a glass of water. And then I'm like, hey, Sarah, you want a glass of water?
You're like,
even though it's your own house. I have the ice out. Do you want some water?
Oh, yeah. Oh, actually, no, it's okay. I got my own glass.
I'm like hosting at your own house.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how you know you have good friends.
Yeah, you're comfortable.
When they host you at your own house.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Oh, that's so awesome. We asked the Instagram what your definition of a good recipe to friendship is. And we got some from people, which we love, and we cannot wait to read them out. So...
That was the other screen.
That's okay. My friend Kayla, she said communication and always being there for one another. We have covered that, and that is so true. Love you, Kayla. We appreciate you. Honesty without taking it personally and knowing it comes from a good place. That kind of goes back to our boundaries podcast.
That's a really good one. Yeah.
But also, you know, I always have to justify it. You always have to say it respectfully and in consideration of their feelings.
Yeah.
You can't just be honest and say, oh, well, I'm just being honest. They have to take that. It's like, no, you have to be considerate of their feelings still.
Still
you can't
to...
be a dick about it.
Yeah.
And just say, I was just being honest. You can't gaslight people. Anyways, no gaslighting.
Yeah.
My coworker Jen said a mutual love of ridiculous reels on Instagram. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, she sends me the cutest things like dogs and food, and I love them. Awesome. And then Kelsey, one of my close friends from Kelowna, she said understanding. Mm. We did that one earlier, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. And listening.
Listening.
Your mom said listening.
My mom said listening.
And she will be when she's listening. She'll be listening maybe when you're there. She'll be like,
she will be.
You guys planned this room.
I'm going to play it Wednesday and she's going to be like, oh my gosh, you guys were talking about us before it happened.
And it's so funny too because you've been planning this for a month
over
now, right?
A month now. Well, my sister.
How do you keep a secret that long? That's so hard.
I know. My sister surprised me with the tickets. So it was a surprise to begin with. And then it was a surprise because she was like, I haven't told anyone. I was like, good, don't tell anybody. And my mom and dad have both been, like, nagging me. When are you coming up? Because it's been 6 months since I've seen a lot of them, my family. And so I was like, yeah, I'm coming up. I promise. And then, haha, I love this. This is awesome.
Surprise. But now I'm going to ask you.
Yeah.
So those were great. Those were great things of how to make a good friendship. We love those. Mm-hmm. Thank you for everyone.
Thank you, guys.
I'm going to ask you funny questions instead of, like, serious friendship questions. Because I feel like the ones that I was going to ask you are similar to the ones you asked.
Yeah.
And then I asked you and Uno reversoed. If you were stuck on a desert island.
Well, we are the Unbaked Podcast, so it's kind
of there you go. When my stutter comes in clutch.
Yeah.
If you were stuck on a deserted? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Island and could only bring three things, what would they be?
Ooh. Okay.
I actually like this question because so many people come up with the most weirdest things.
Yeah. So food-wise would be potato skins. I would have to bring potato skins.
Ooh.
And then...
Because we're not talking, like, logical, right? Like, not talking about, like, potatoes so I can, like, cook them in the sun. Like,
I would say, like, if I could bring three things and I had to, like, that's all I had.
Yeah. Endless potato skins.
Yeah, endless potato skins. I would need the office. Because I need to, like, I would need something to entertain
me. A deserted island.
I'm just watching The Office over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Like, 12 times a year. Like, yeah, I would 12 times a year. Yeah. That would be, like,
would
a full season or full 9 seasons every month.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Nope. Okay, well, yeah, I'd do that. But, and then it would be tough because would I want to bring someone? Like, could I have four things? Because then it would be, like, Darnell and you, but I can't, like.
What about Bella?
Oh, my gosh. And Bella. Okay. Can people just be all in one cluster?
Yeah.
So
people,
like
humans. I guess.
Humans. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There
this
we go.
Isn't, this is totally not fair in the rules of this question, but that's okay.
Yeah. Water then? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like water over everything. Yeah. Okay, alone, if we had to be alone, is that what we're saying?
Yeah. If you were stuck
then
on
if
a
I couldn't,
desert
yeah,
island.
Yeah, if I on a desert island. Yeah, okay, then fine. It would be The Office, DVDs, potato skins to eat, and then
I think you need water.
Water. That would be important.
Because if we're on an island.
Or could it just be like endless vodka?
Well, it dehydrates you.
Oh, true.
Gosh, we gotta be logical. Goodness. This is just too hard.
Well, we're on a desert island, though. So yeah. I think we could eat.
Could you imagine?
It. Like, this is magical.
A whole gluten-free desert island.
Yeah, like a giant.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of mine now. If I had to bring a food, it would be French fries, I think. Mm. I love French fries.
Poutine?
Oh, poutine, yeah. So with some curds.
Yeah.
I'd bring Cora because she thrives in the heat.
Yeah, there you go.
And then water.
Water.
I guess, well, if I had to be alone.
Yeah.
If I didn't have to be alone, I would definitely bring you.
Aww.
Sorry, Austin.
Yeah, yeah, I know. That's like, a tough one. You know, now that you said it, desert island... Now all I can think about is, remember in Sharkboy and Lavagirl, where they went through the desert place in the river?
Yeah.
That's the only thing I'm visualizing.
Okay, I genuinely really liked that movie as a kid, but it was wild. Like, could you imagine watching that on, like, drugs or something?
Oh,
like, that would be the... Oh, that's like doing psychedelics when you're 5, watching
that
show.
Yeah, we were just like, whoa.
Yeah, this is crazy. And one last question. If you were a type of food, what would you be and why? Potato skins. If you had to think I was a food, what would it be? Like, based on the kind of person I am. Not just, like, what I like.
Based on the person you are?
Yeah. Like, what food kind of represents me?
Honestly, I'm trying to think of something that's, like, with a bunch of, like, black clothes on. You know what I mean?
Ooh, black food. That would be...
That's what I'm wondering. Like, what is it? Like, a burger that, or steak? A nice steak that's grilled?
A burnt steak. Nice.
I feel like you would be a nice gluten-free ice cream cone.
Oh.
With, like... You're the mint chocolate chips.
Oh, I love mint chocolate chip ice cream. Unpopular opinion. I love that.
Shout out to Emily. She loves that too.
Really nice. We can just eat that together. All summer. But yeah, anyways, that was a great podcast and I hope you all enjoyed it. This was and has been a wild time for Sarah and I getting this figured out. My phone just died and I was recording, but that's okay. We're not going to talk about it. Yeah, we really appreciate you guys being here and talking about friendship. And like I said on my story, we got lots to learn, but we're doing it. Yeah. And we're going to keep doing it.
It's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun so far.
Yeah, and we're going to keep doing it every single Wednesday.
Woo!
All right, we're going to peace out. Peace, love, lip gloss.
Peace, love, lip gloss.
Bye.
Bye, guys.